just thank you for everybody that's in this room right now. God, I just pray that you just prepare our hearts for your word. Oh, God, just till the soil of our hearts that we may just receive what you have for us today, Father God. I pray that you just assign ministering angels to everyone in this room right now. Yeah, God, we just thank you. Amen. So today, I'm going to be talking about the power of words. How powerful are your words? I'm going to start off with the beginning of the Bible, with Genesis 1. I'm not going to read through it all because I've got quite a bit of information, so we'll just go through what God's highlighting right now. So at the beginning, it says that God created the world. And how did he do that? Through his words. You know, God said, let there be light, and there was light. You know, let there be, you know, the stars. You know, whatever he spoke, it came to be. You know, and as I was meditating on that, God is just showing me how powerful our words are. In Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. You know, so we have the power to bless someone and the power to curse someone with our tongues. You know, I think sometimes we just speak because we like to speak. You know, we just don't analyze what we're saying, what we're speaking over people. You know, like someone cuts you off. What do you call that person? You know, I actually went into the dictionary and I was looking up the meanings of some words and I was just blown away. Let me tell you, I had to ask for forgiveness last night. where was I going? You know, and in James 3, 8, verse 8 to 10, from the Message, it says, this is scary. We can tame a tiger, but we cannot tame a tongue. It has never been done. The tongue runs wild. With our tongues, we can bless God our Father. And with the same tongue, we can curse the men and women that are created in his image. Curse and blessings come out of the same mouth. I just want us to just think about words that have been spoken over our lives. You know, has anybody ever told you that you were ugly? That you were worthless? You know, like, what do these words really mean? Like, sometimes we don't think they matter. You know, I work with kids, like most of you guys know, and to me, speaking over kids is a big thing. Like, I'm always constantly speaking over them, and trust me, you know, sometimes you're not in the right place, you know? And I have so many kids that are so hurt, and I don't have the time. One, I can't pray with them, but, you know, I pray with them in the spirit, you know? And lately, it's been so busy, I was like, God, you know, I don't feel like I'm doing my job right. Like, I can't take the time when I'm putting them to sleep or, you know, when they're hugging me just to speak life over them. So I was like, God, even when I touch them, I want them to feel your life inside of them. And I noticed this week it's been so hectic that I haven't even been able to put my hand on them, but I always feel a hand from a little one, grab my hand, put it on their head, and then run away. I was like, God, you are awesome. you know, because they just feel it. You know, they just feel God's love on you and God's power. Most of you know I've struggled with a couple of sicknesses. You know, my head, my back, you name it. Leadership has prayed for me. You know, and there wasn't breakthrough. You know, and I'll never forget, Natasha got a word from God, and God told her to tell me to press in. Why am I not receiving my healing? It didn't come right away, but I kept praying. I was like, God, like, I know that you can heal me. You know, I know that you're big enough to take this away. You know, why is it when I pray for someone, they get healed, but I don't get healed? And I guess God waited until I was ready to hear the answer. And God showed me that when I was little, He wasn't specific with who it was, but it was someone in my family that was going through something. And I said, I wish I could take their pain away. Ha. You know, and when God revealed that to me, I was like, oh, come to think about it, no one in my family is ever sick. You know, like my sister-in-law said a couple of months ago, she's like, Sandra, you were born for this. You know, like you're the one in the family that's taking up all the generational curses. Mind you, my family is not Christian. I forgive her. You know, and I was like, I went home and I was like, God, I don't receive that. I'm like, I don't want those words over my life, but I'm like, it seems so true. You know, and that's when God revealed, he's like, Sandra, you actually took it upon yourself. You spoke those words. There again, going back to the power of words. Ha. Brings me back to Carrie. Every time I came up here for healing or whatnot, twice, Carrie's like, I don't get this. I see the crown of thorns over your head. And I was like, okay, that doesn't sound very, you know, am I supposed to feel good about that? But she didn't realize, and I kept praying about it. I'm like, why do I have the crown of thorns? And mind you, Carrie did break it off, and she was just like, you know, I just, you know, bless you with the crown of glory and blah, blah, blah. And God showed me, he's like, you took my place. You took my place. You asked for this. So I was like, okay, what do I do now? So I broke off those words. Hey. I was like, God, I just renounce those words that I spoke over my life. You know? I just break agreement with the enemy right now. Hey. I haven't got sick. You know, like I do get the occasional headache, blah, 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 but I haven't gotten any new sicknesses. A week later, after breaking that, my family started to get sick. I was like, oh my goodness, what did I do to my family? Oh, God's like, Sandra. I'm like, I know. I'm like, but I can't see them suffer. He's like, do you want all this on you again? I was like, no. He's like, well, then just pray for them. He's like, you've got the power to pray for them. I'm like, okay, I can do that. You know? I was little. God showed me I was about 4. Did I understand what I was saying? No. Do we have to understand what we're saying to bless or curse someone? Especially curse someone. No, we don't. Hey. Whew. Yeah. When I first got saved, I was attending a Portuguese church, and the pastor once said, Christians are the biggest liars. I was like, okay, I want to hear this. He's like, Christians lie when they're worshiping, because they're saying how great God is, how much I love God, and they don't feel it. You know, they don't mean it. That's a lie. I was meditating on that for years, and I was like, God, what is that? You know, was there any truth to that? And no. You know, because that's why I asked the worship team to just do worship before we started. I love worshiping because it just aligns myself with God. You know, it's like when you don't feel that God is good, sing that God is good. You know? You know, when you think that God can't heal you, sing about his healing over your life. Hey, because your spirit is going to align itself with God. Hey, you know? Ha, yeah, God. Do we need to be in the same room as someone to curse someone? No, we don't. Hey, do we need to be in the same room to bless someone? No. Like, sometimes you just sense that someone's spoken something over you that is not life. Sometimes it's a judgment. Sometimes you get fiery darts on your back. Like, I've seen that on people. I've seen that, you know, I've had that on myself. I love, 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 love. Let me get what I love. No, it's not there. It's somewhere in here. Do, do, do. Thank you, God, for everybody's patience. John 11, 43 and 44. Most of you are familiar with that? Jesus did not go into the tomb. He was outside. And what did he say? Lazarus, come out. Just with his words. You know, was Lazarus dead? He was dead. Was his mind there? No. Was his spirit there? I don't know. I don't know if the spirit was still in the body. But he wasn't conscious. Now, I'm telling you this because we don't need to understand what people are speaking over us for it to affect us. You know, Lazarus was dead, and Jesus said, Lazarus, you know, come to life, and he did. You know, when we speak, we're speaking in the spiritual realm. When we're cursing people, when we're blessing people, we're speaking in the spiritual realm. You know, like when you speak over kids, they don't understand what we're saying, but it still affects them. I have this little boy who, still in the center, I had him for 2 years. Never heard his parents say this, but my coworker did. His parents always call him the little devil. You're a devil. He's such a devil. He destroys everything. And I'm like, when I heard that, I was like, oh my goodness. No wonder this kid is terrorizing the center, you know? Because they're speaking it over him. There's one thing I really wanted to do now that we're on the teacher topic. Anybody in here? I know we've got teachers. They're sitting on this side. And one over here. I've always heard people say that their teachers have spoken over them that they'll never amount to anything. Anybody in here have had that spoken over them? Hey. Come on, don't be shy. You know, we're here as a family. Now, as teachers, can you see yourself speaking that over them? I can't. What I want to do, and we're going to do it now, because ministry time, we're going to deal with a whole bunch of other stuff. I want those people that have had that spoken over them to stand up. Hey. And can I get the teacher's hat to stand up? I want to do a trade here. I want the teachers in the room to stand for those teachers that have spoken these curses over their lives and ask for forgiveness. There's still more. Richard, do you want to come here with Trevor? Kev? Any more teachers? Are you standing up as well? You can come over here. Yeah, God. Yeah, everybody else, like this is not a show. This is serious. You know, can you just stretch out your hands over here? All right. All right, as teachers, I want to ask you to forgive us. Yeah, and I just ask that you forgive us, that you release us. Yeah, we just break off the effects that those words have had over your life. And just start to speak life over them right now. Yeah, God, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, God. Okay, as they finish praying, I just, some words that I was looking up yesterday. Have you ever called a little, mainly boys, You know, oh my goodness, you're so cute, you're going to be a heartbreaker. Who likes getting their hearts broken? Not me. But why do we do that? You know, like, they're not going to be a heartbreaker. They're going to be a blessing. They're going to be mighty women and mighty, you know, men of God. Like, why can't we speak that over them? Ha. Oh, I nearly cried last night when I read the definition of this one. Disappointment. You're such a disappointment. Ha. Just, you know, do you really know what that means when you're telling someone they're disappointing you or they're a disappointment in your life? It says to fail to fulfill the expectations or wishes of. To defeat the fulfillment of one's hopes and plans. So if you're telling a person that there's a disappointment in your life, you're telling them that it's their fault that you failed, that they're a failure, and now they've making you fail. Hey. Ouch. I nearly cried. I was like, God, help me tomorrow. Shame on you. Anybody hear that one? Alicia's eyes nearly popped out. She's like, what is she saying? Shame on you. No, no shame on you. We're working on breaking shame off of people. We have encounter weekends. Why are we shaming people? Ha. Do you know what shame means? Do you want to know? Good, because I'm going to tell you. Hiya. The painful feeling arising from the consciousness of something dishonorable, improper, ridiculous, disgrace. Oh, the list goes on. Do I need to say more? Like, when we're telling someone, shame on you, and then we bring them to church and we want them to be free. You know? Ha. Huh. Worthless. You're worthless. I've been speaking to people this week, and I'm like, do people actually say this to you? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, oh. Worthless, without worth, of no use or importance or value, good for nothing, a worthless person, a worthless contract. Whew, is this making any sense to anybody? Yeah, we're getting there, we're digging. So what are you going to do with this power that you have? Like, sometimes we're like, oh, I'm so powerless, I have no power. You know, I don't have any gifts from God. You have a major gift inside of you. You have the power to bless and the power to curse. What are you choosing? Hey, what are you choosing? Amen. But sometimes we don't intend to speak negative words over people. 2 weeks ago, I was taking my mom to the hospital, and as we were driving there, she's like, so how you doing? I'm like, good, good. She's like, well, when are you planning on moving out? I was like, mind you, I don't live with my parents. I live with Vero and Jay. She's like, they're amazing people, but come on, what are you going to do with your life? I was like, Mom, she's like, you've been there for 3 years. Like, get yourself on your feet and move out. She's like, you have nothing to your name. You have nothing to accredit for. She's like, is this the way I raised you? I raised you with dignity and blah, 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 blah. That's all it started to become, blah, 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 blah to me. I looked at her and I was like, Mom, sometimes we have to go through things in our lives to make us stronger. I'm like, I think I'm getting stronger by what I'm going through. And her response was, you getting stronger? You can't even hold yourself on your feet. So I'm sitting quiet. I'm like, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And as the day progressed, those words kept chewing and chewing and chewing and chewing. And I was trying to brush it off, and I was like, God, is that even true? I'm like, it sounds true. I'm like, I have nothing to my name. You know, I'm like, I'm 31 years old. I'm not married. I don't have a house. I'm just about to finish paying my car, but it's taken me 9 years, you know. I'm like, God, like, ugh. So the next day at church, I love church. During worship, Beryl came up and she's like, you know, people, you know, she was sensing, you know, people had been worried about stuff and to come up here and whatnot. So I came up. I'm like, what do I have to lose? So Carrie came and she came to pray for me and she's like, God wants to show you something. I was like, okay, show me, God. She's like, God wants to show you your spiritual self. And she actually did this at the end with, or while she was preaching with the rest of the church. But God wanted to show me, you know, how strong my spirit is. You know, did my mom mean to say those things in a negative way? No. My mom loves me. I know that. She loves me too much that she wants to see me succeed. You know, but she's looking at it in a different way. You know, and until I forgave my mom and I received what God had for me, thank God it only lasted 24 hours. You know, I was free from that. You know, now how do we get free from words that have been spoken over us? We have to forgive. Unless we forgive and break agreement with those words that have been spoken over us, they're going to linger. Yes, we have Jesus, you know, but we are human and things stick to us. You know, like we can say, you know, I'm holy and mighty. Yeah, you are. But as soon as your confidence level or your spiritual level starts to sink, I find that's when the devil, you know, assigns people to just like, you're worthless, you're blah, 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 blah. You know, and like the Bible says, like words can bless and words, you know, they can kill you. They've almost killed me. I was like, God was just showing me stuff that he wanted, like testimonies that he wanted me to share. And I was just like, it's a little too real, you know, but I'm going to say even 2 years ago, Beryl, maybe 2 years ago when I was, I thought I was going crazy. You know, I was like, the doctors were speaking stuff over me. You know, you can't have kids and you might have this and you might have that. My family was speaking, you know, look at you, you're rotting. You know, you're never going to get married. You're never going to amount to anything. You're just, you know, you're just a piece of, they call me a yellow fart. You know, I'm like, it got to a point that all this negative, all the negativity was, you remember that, eh? Yeah, I didn't want to leave the basement. I literally wanted to kill myself. That's how powerful those words were on my life. I've got scars everywhere in my body to prove it. I was willing to take my life because I was letting the curses of people, the negative speeches of people over my life control me. Is that true? No. I thank God for my pastors. I thank God for God, you know, and for his Holy Spirit to break through and say, hey, ha, that is not true. Read the Bible, you know, read the Bible. Worship me, praise me. That's why I love worship. I get home, especially when I've had an awful day. The first thing I do is turn on worship music. I need to align my spirit with God. You know? So I have two challenges for you today. How are you going to use your power? Hey, how are you going to use your power? When that guy cuts you off, what are you going to say to him? I like to say, really? Like, really? Did you see? Or, come on, like, you know, I'm in a hurry, you know? Like, God really has tamed my tongue, you know? I fall a lot, you know? I'm human. But God always brings me, you know. He's just like, Sandra, do you want that spoken of you? I'm like, no. You know, so it's like quick to forgive, quick to release, quick to break. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. I'm having fun, are you? Good. The other thing, I really want us to have a quiet time with God. Maybe some of us don't need a quiet time with God because some stuff are really raw in our hearts. But I just feel like God's going to highlight stuff in us today. Stuff that have built our character, and it's not the character that God wants you to be. You know, we were created in His image. We are supposed to be like Him. But yet, things that have been spoken over us when we were little, when we were big, that have molded us, that have led us to believe that we are worthless, that we are dumb, that we're shameful. You know, and we consider and say, yeah, I brushed it off. But have you really? You know, I want you to think of your actions. I want you to think of things that hinder you from doing God's will. You know, what is that? I can quite guarantee you that it's been something that has been spoken over you that has made you think that you can't do it. Because if God is God, then all things are possible. You know, if we think we can't do anything, then we're putting ourselves in front of God. Because God loves, you know, the world more than we do. You know, and if God tells us to do something, it's because He's going to do it through us. But sometimes there's mountains, sometimes there's speed bumps that stop us from that. You know, and I just want today for us to just go back into that, as painful as it might be, and just, you know, forgive those people. Break off those words from your life. You know, and I just feel like God is going to speak life into you. You know, like if you were, you know, some people in here, they were told they were worthless. God is telling you, you are more worth, you know, you are worth more to me than gold and silver. You know, are we ready to do this? Can I get the worship team up, please? God. I was just reminded we speak words over ourselves too. It's like this morning I was feeling nervous. And I didn't. I was like, someone's like, are you feeling nervous? I'm like, I'm feeling nervous, but I'm not nervous. I'm not speaking those words over myself. You know, we speak words, I can't do this. I'm going crazy. You know, I'm like, God's like, are you really going crazy? I'm like, no, I'm not going crazy. I break that off. You know, or I'm dying for this. Why do we speak death over ourselves? I was so happy when Jay broke that spirit of death over our lives. I was like, thank you, Jesus. You know, what words do we speak over ourselves? I just pray that God highlights this week stuff that we speak over ourselves. You know, I always tell God, let me bite my tongue, literally, you know, or lose the word that I wanted to say that is not from you. So let's just think about that. Let's think about the words that have been spoken over us, words that we speak over ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Jesus. The altar is open. We'll have some of the leaders here to pray over you, to help you break stuff. I know for some of you this is really hard and you don't want to go back. Hey, but God wants to give you a clean slate. God wants to show you and tell you who you really are in Him. That you just highlight stuff that you want to deal with here today. If you're having trouble just dealing with stuff, or you can't seem to figure out what's blocking you, I just pray that God highlights it. Pray for a deep revelation, Daddy. If you want prayer, please come up.
Some people feel they can't hear God, and that's it. That's an agreement with the enemy right there. So we just break agreement with the lie that the enemy or a person has spoken over us, or we've spoken over ourselves that says we can't hear God. And we just declare right now, we can hear God. We can feel God. And I just bless us to hear the word of the Lord right now for our lives.